This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, February 13th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Scientist leads DPR. Riverside County Sheriff runs for governor, and more tariffs expected. Newsom elevates scientists to lead DPR. Governor Gavin Newsom has appointed Karen Morrison as his fifth director of the Department of Pesticide Regulation. Morrison has been with Cal EPA since 2014, first as a scientist at Cal Recycle before switching to DPR in 2018. She knows the small department from the ground up, having managed its environmental programs before raising, or at least rising, to chief science advisor and in 2022, chief deputy director. She has a doctorate in chemistry. Remember, former director Julie Henderson stepped down on President Donald Trump's inauguration day after facing criticism for partnering with an environmental justice group on a toxic tour of farmland. Riverside County Sheriff runs for governor. Sheriff Chad Bianco has put his name in the ring for the 2026 race for governor. The Riverside County Republican has made a name for bucking state policies, such as not enforcing a mandate for COVID-19 vaccinations for his staff. Yet Bianco is sympathetic to agriculture's labor challenges. He said earlier this month he would not assist the Trump administration in immigration enforcement. The more you know, Riverside County's ag value is $1.5 billion. Nurseries are the top commodity, followed by dates, eggs, alfalfa, and avocados. Divided House Republicans set to move a budget plan. House Republicans are moving forward with their proposed budget plan, that despite continued pushback from hardline conservatives. The draft budget resolution that the Budget Committee will debate today calls for $1.5 trillion in spending cuts and $4.5 trillion in tax cuts. Take note, the House Ag Committee would be directed to cut $230 billion over 10 years. Chair Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania told AgriPulse that would require reducing SNAP benefits, but he doesn't think that the Senate would go along with a cut of that size. Thompson says he personally wanted a lower number. But some members of the House Freedom Caucus don't think $1.5 trillion in cuts is enough. Representative Ralph Norman of South Carolina said he hopes to see another $500 billion in spending reductions added in committee. Another Freedom Caucus member, Representative Chip Roy of Texas, wants to repeal most, if not all, of the Inflation Reduction Act, which could eliminate the new 45Z tax credit for biofuels. Norman acknowledged that members from the biofuel-heavy districts are trying to protect those incentives. Norman said, quote, nothing's been decided on that. The bottom line, we've got to get to 218, and if we just get the other in Medicaid cuts, that would allow us to reach the goal. Now, do take note, Representative Zach Nunn of Iowa said the Biofuel Caucus has made it clear to leadership that cutting biofuel and sustainable aviation fuel incentives included in the IRA could be a red line for members. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Levitt, reciprocal tariff announcement due today. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says President Trump will unveil new reciprocal tariffs today ahead of a visit from the Indian Prime Minister. Trump has said that a reciprocal tariff could see U.S. trading partners subjected to the same tariff rates they apply on U.S. exports. Very simply, if they charge us, we charge them, he said last weekend. Now take note, the average U.S. tariff on agriculture imports lower than many of its trading partners. Texas A&M University agriculture economist Luis Rivera tells AgriPulse that's how the U.S. keeps food prices down. Rivera said, quote, food prices in the U.S. as a percentage of disposable income are very low. We're really good at producing the products that we're good at producing, and then the rest we import, and we import with very low or no tariffs at all. Senate Finance Committee advances Trump USTR pick. The Senate Finance Committee approved Jameson Greer's nomination for U.S. Trade Representative 15-12 yesterday. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island was the only Democrat to join Republicans on the committee in voting for Greer. Greer served as chief of staff to USTR Robert Lighthizer in Trump's first term. Ranking member Ron Wyden of Oregon and other committee Democrats say they fear Greer would, quote, rubber stamp Trump's tariff proposals. Agency watchdogs, including Fong, sue over firings. Fong is among eight inspectors general who are suing Trump and several agency heads over their termination. In a lawsuit, the attorney generals say their removal violated federal law, which requires the president to notify Congress at least 30 days prior to removal and provide a substantive case-specific rationale. Take note, Fong received an email from White House Presidential Personnel Office Director Sergio Gore alerting her to her termination on January 25th due to, quote, changing priorities. However, she returned to work 2 days later and conducted several meetings before USDA employees cut off her access to IT systems, took possession of her computer and phone, and deactivated her badge, the lawsuit states. It went on. After 23 years of decorated service as USDA IG, she gathered her personal belongings and left the building. Here's today's final word. I'm not a big fan, generally speaking, of tariffs. That Representative Jim Costa of Fresno, moderate Democrat representing a battleground district, took a measured approach to upcoming tariffs on U.S. neighbors. Speaking at a House Ag hearing, he pointed out that Canada is the top importer of California wine and Mexico of California milk. Farmers in the state more concerned about water and labor than tariffs, he added. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, February 13th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.